In just over 5 weeks' time, at 12:45, I shall set off from Crystal Palace to cycle 100 kilometres through London and back again as part of the Night Rider event. This is a pretty big feat for me. I am not a sporty person. At school, the best thing my PE teacher could say about me was that I was neatly turned out. If people were picking teams, the captain who lost the toss always got me. Sports and I don't really mix. So why the bike ride? Last summer, just as the capital city was drowning in a wave of Olympic Wiggins fever, a dear friend of mine was settling into the Princess Alice Hospice. His long battle with cancer was drawing to a close, and he would not be home again. One bright August afternoon, a number of us gathered with him in a breezy upper room in the hospice. He talked of the sun setting on his own life, and urged us to make the most of our own. We laughed, we cried, we prayed, and above all we sang. Princess Alice specialises in moments like these, allowing people to be themselves right up until the very end. A few weeks later, Derek died, and conducting his funeral was one of the most joyful moments in my 26 years of ministry. It costs £21,000 per day for Princess Alice Hospice to care for people with such tenderness and meticulous attention to detail. Every one of my 100 kilometres, every revolution of the pedals, will help them to go on doing just that. Friends, relations, local businesses and others have all pitched in to help me. Would you like to join them? Just text RLGO86 to 70070 or visit justgiving.com/Richard-Littledale. Your donation will touch many lives, especially when every moment is precious. Thank you.